only daily business news broadcast in the Midwest, the Business News Hour is brought to you by RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska, realestateconcepts.net, and Shaw Desmond CPAs. Looking beyond the numbers to help you and your business grow, shawdesmond.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour, and we are grateful that you are here with us. We've got an interesting conversation to have with our friends Alicia Shaw and Joe Desmond from Shaw and Desmond CPAs in West Des Moines. We're going to be talking about IRS scams, fraudulent tax returns, identity theft, all kinds of things that you wouldn't necessarily think CPAs would dive into, but these guys do because they get lots of questions about that. Welcome back, Alicia, to the Business News Hour. And Joe, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
So this, I find this interesting. We're now in tax season, of course. When can we start filing our tax returns, guys?
January 23rd is when tax filing season officially opens for electronic filing.
Got it. And that's kind of, we were talking off mic, this electronic filing is a great idea because we're going to talk a little bit about how if somebody has already stolen your identity and gone ahead and put in a tax return with a fraudulent address, you guys know right away. So let's dive into, first of all, the IRS scams that you folks get some heat about. What's going on?
I'll go over a couple things. The first thing we get is a couple times a year we get threatening phone. We have clients call in and they get threatening phone calls from the IRS. A lot of times they call in. They're very threatening. They want a credit card. In some cases, they requested Target credit cards. Target gift cards to make the payment. They forced an individual lady, it was about $10,000, and they forced her to go to Target to get gift cards and then made her read the card number off of the card to pay supposedly what she thought was a tax liability with these gift cards.
Oh, my gosh.
And once they do that, then they're basically gone.
Sure.
So the IRS cannot threaten you. So if you get a phone call like that, a lot of our clients reach out to us to say, is this valid? We'll say no. They don't call you. They'll send you a letter. If some chance you do forget or the communication's not there, then they will show up at your business. But more than likely, they don't email you and they don't call you and they can't threaten you.
Oh, wow.
So a couple, I'd say probably at least a dozen times a year we get phone calls. I've actually got probably a dozen myself over this last year.
And you yourself?
Me, myself, yeah. And I'm talking, these people are very rude. They're very pushy. And I'm like, do you not know who you just called? I'm a certified fraud examiner. You called the wrong person, So, we see a lot of this stuff.
How?
But they're very demanding and threatening, and they want a credit card, or they'll try to get you to go get a gift card. So don't do any of that stuff. Don't give them any information. Call your tax provider or call a professional to make sure that...
That is stunning. I can't imagine somebody falling for that. I mean, I guess if you put on a big enough front, but wouldn't you say, okay, go to Target and get gift cards to pay your IRS bill? Really?
They threaten to sue you. They threaten to defame your credit. They are extraordinarily
mean. They threaten to
show
up.
Yes.
At your home.
They're vulgar. They're very, very, very intimidating and threatening to people.
So people get scared right away. Huh?
Absolutely.
Wow. I had no idea. We just had a story the other day about MidAmerican Energy. It was talking about fraudulent scams. It said, okay, you need to pay your MidAmerican Energy bill right now or else we're going to shut you off. And, of course, MidAmerican Energy doesn't do that. And but this is far more widespread, I have a feeling, than what something like that is.
Well, and I think you can even take it a little bit further with your MidAmerican issue because it's the same thing. It's still fraud.
Sure.
So anytime you're getting a threatening phone call from a vendor or the IRS or something like that, step back a little bit, do some due diligence because normally companies aren't going to act that way.
Are there certain people that, they targeted you, that they called you a half a dozen times?
Oh, my wife, too.
Wife's
forwarding these things on to me, and I'm like, yeah. So it just, a lot of times the phone numbers are random, I think, so they're just calling. They don't know who they're calling.
Okay.
Most of the time, most of the calls that we've gotten, they're individuals that are overseas. You can tell by the accent and everything else. So, watch out for that, too. And I think here not too long ago, the FBI busted six groups over in India related to these phone call scams and stuff like
Hello, my name is Igor, and you owe the IRS money, right?
Absolutely.
That's the voice of Joe Desmond and Alicia Shawl. They are from Shawl and Desmond CPAs. I'm just flabbergasted that people would actually go to Target and pick up gift cards and think that they were paying off their IRS bills. It's stunning, stunning stuff. So there is this fraud that goes on. And one of the other things I think that people worry about, and we've had several stories on this over the past couple of weeks anyway, is about identity theft and your tax return. So let's talk about that, Alicia.
What we're finding, and actually this last year was down compared to the year before, believe it or not, but it's still very prevalent. And what is happening is people are coming in, they're trying to prepare their tax return and file it, and then we get a rejection notice from the IRS that instantly tells us that this tax return has already been electronically filed and accepted before the taxpayer has ever come in to prepare their return. So that instantly tips us off that this has been an identity theft situation where someone has fraudulently filed a tax return using their Social Security number.
And then what?
Well, after I have to have the hard conversation for letting them know that someone has taken their identity, then the next step is that we have to paper file the tax return and complete a form reporting, disclosing that an identity theft has occurred. Uh-huh. And then the IRS will issue a PIN number that the taxpayer will have to use for all years going forward. They'll have to put in a PIN number in order to electronically file their tax return.
So let's say, for example, that that you go to Shawl and Desmond and you're sitting there in your tax meeting and you've got all your paperwork together and you go to push the button to file electronically and it comes back as rejected. Is there any hope? And I mean, if there was a refund, do you get your refund? What happens then? I mean, what does the IRS do?
You will get your refund. You have to paper file the tax return and send in a copy of your driver's license with the affidavit form or a picture ID establishing and proving your identity, along with the form reporting that your Social Security number has been stolen, along with the tax return and all the information. And then several months later, you will get your refund.
Wow. So and then what do you do about your Social Security number?
We always recommend for our clients to notify the credit bureaus that someone has used their Social Security number. And many people file a police report, although the police really can't do anything beyond file a report.
Uh-huh. Wow. How widespread is this? I mean, how often?
To give you a dollar amount, and this is a couple of year stats because we're behind, but it's about $6 billion issue.
$6
billion? $6 billion issue on the federal side. So that's a couple years ago. So, you know, we're behind. And hopefully with the changes the IRS will make, you know, with some of those procedures, hopefully we can mitigate that. That's, you know, as we talk about delaying refunds and stuff like that, they want to try to match some documents so they don't have some of those issues.
Yeah, we had a news story back in December talking about that very issue. And individuals that claim the Earned Income Tax Credit, and what's the other one?
The American Opportunity Tax Credit.
Thank you. That's why you have CPAs. You know, they know exactly what you're talking about. But this is an opportunity where the IRS has said they're going to start accepting and processing these, but early if you do file the Earned Income Tax Credit or the Additional Child Tax Credit, they're going to hold refunds until February 15. And that's what, just to make sure everything jives?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the other thing, especially with the earned income, you're going to have a Social Security number now too. So before, you could claim that without having any Social Security number.
Is that right?
On a tax return. So that's where some of the abuses come up. You know, when you see items like this, people are trying to abuse them. So, you know, the legislature trying to pass laws to help mitigate some of those losses.
Fascinating stuff. It really is. So you guys serve as more than just bookkeepers. It's sounding like, you know, to me, you're also trying to teach citizenry a little bit more about what it is that goes on out there?
Absolutely. It's keeping our eyes and ears open to advise clients and people how to safeguard their identities, how to basically be safer because it is a widespread issue.
You know, with regard to identity theft, you know, we've had several news stories on about that as well and how some businesses get compromised. And I know that you guys are the tax folks, you're the CPAs, but do you ever have clients come in to you and say, you know, we've been phished or we have been we think maybe we've got stuff in our computers that shouldn't be in our computers and we're concerned about that? Or do they call with any concerns relative to finances, those kinds of things?
Yeah, periodically we have. And I guess the additional service that I do, I'm a certified fraud examiner. So
what does that mean, Joe?
It's additional designation. So I have a big audit background, so I audit businesses and stuff like that. So it's just another certification for me. I'm trained to actually find some of this stuff. So if there's any concerns or anything else like that, and we really try to, and I'll go back to your previous comment, we try to educate our clients on establishing procedures in their businesses, or if it's personal in their personal, to help mitigate some of this stuff, because they're even targeting us now. So I don't know if you got it. I just got a letter from the IRS and Department of Revenue. They're trying to notify tax preparers because they're trying to hack into our system to get the data to file fictitious returns through our tax software. So we've established procedures in our process. We've got our IT working on it. We're setting up firewalls. We're doing everything we have. So they're starting to target us now, because IRS is clamping down, you know, a little bit more on their side.
You know, one of the things, and you indicated you're a fraud investigator, I think is one of the interesting things that we've seen a lot of, and I know this isn't on our ballywick to talk about, but it is, I think, an interesting thing. How many long-term employees, even for nonprofits, are being caught in skimming the books?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty stunning.
It is, and you know, we see it all the time with the news. You see it with the state auditor's office. I don't know if it attracts me, but I see it quite a bit because I get a lot of phone calls, and I'm called in to be that expert to find out what happened, who did it, how much money stolen. Because the other thing to talk about too is, are you properly insured to handle some of this stuff? Because a lot of businesses aren't, or they think they are, and then when they have to pay somebody like me to come in, they're stunned how much it costs, and what the insurance doesn't cover either.
Yeah, it is surprising developments out there, and we see this so often with so many individuals that we read about it, and you think to yourself, holy cow, and it can go on for years in some cases. And is that because maybe some businesses or nonprofits don't have in place the right procedures?
A lot of it is – when you go back, I'm part of the Association of Certified Fraud Examiners. They put out a report every 2 years. 90% of the fraud that occurs at companies is usually caught from some type of internal system. So that's usually what we see, is there's not a system designed to oversee people.
Yeah.
You know, we deal with the segregation of duties issues. We're limited in the number of people. We're limited on resources. And the biggest thing we see is, oh, we trust that person.
Yeah, there you go.
One accountant, one bookkeeper, and she's just been so loyal to us and never leaves.
And churches are really bad because they
trust
that, that individual.
Good stuff. Thank you very much. Interesting things about taxes and fraud and identity theft. Alicia Shaw and Joe Desmond from Shaw and Desmond. Thanks so much for coming in and doing this.
Thank you. We appreciate
it. All right, we've got to clear out of here. Tyler Hackenmiller says it is nigh on to time. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by James Goodlett. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.